Now, let's get on to this Mitch McGovern story,
yes.
Roo. Now, from where I sit in the cheap seats, he's signed to the Adelaide Football Club, and I think he's got 3 years to go.
Well, 2 years to go. He signed
two
for
more
3 years
this,
last
year,
right. Yep.
This is a story that was on Melbourne Radio last night, SEN. This is reporter Sam McClure.
It's Adelaide who I want to talk about tonight with one of their young stars who is in contract, Mitch McGovern, attempting to break his contract, which I think he'll try to do for the second time at the end of this year. He already tried at the end of last year. Now, Mitch McGovern signed a three-year contract extension in late August of last year. It was only a matter of weeks later that he tried very, very late in the piece to get out of Adelaide and go home to Western Australia or indeed even Victoria. Not happy with the deal that he signed based on the fact that the club told him they had no more money and then proceeded to go and get Bryce Gibbs from Carlton and pay him more per year than what McGovern was getting.
How do you respond to that, Roo?
Well, it's very wrong, to be honest. Wrong in lots of ways. So as far as I know, he didn't try and break the contract last year.
Right.
I haven't heard any of that. I certainly haven't heard that he's breaking it this year. In fact, his manager, I was at the Glenunga Footy Club dealing with junior footy when this broke last night, so I haven't had much to do with it. But his manager came out and knocked it on the head straight away and said it's ridiculous. That's what I do know. He signed late last year, he said there, and said it was rushed. They've been in talks for that took a very long time to get that contract done. That
yep.
wasn't a rush contract
yep.
at all. And it was on big money, as he, you know, potentially should have got. I mean, he's got plenty of talent. He's only played, at the moment, 44 games and kicked 65 goals.
Mm.
So he's not exactly, you know,
he's not superstar
shooting the
yet.
Light out,
yep.
but he's got plenty of ability and,
yep.
and, you know, he's done some big things in big moments. But he's on very good money for what he's performed so far.
Yep.
And good luck to him. In regards to Bryce Gibbs took a pay cut to come to the Adelaide Football Club. That has been well documented. He is on less money than when he was on Carlton, and he is on less money than Mitch McGovern.
That's definite.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, okay.
Because this was going around last year. So Sam McClure has got some of his facts wrong there. So that is reality. Gibbs took a pay cut to come to the Adelaide Football Club.
It sounds like he's got all of his facts wrong.
Well, I'm just saying what I got out of that
didn't
grab.
Try and
That's
break
the first
it last
time I've
year.
Heard that grab.
Didn't try and break it last
Not
year.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not trying to break the contract now.
No, his manager has come out and said it's ridiculous.
And Bryce Gibbs is on less money.
Bryce Gibbs is on less money than what he was at Carlton, and he's on less money than Mitch McGovern.
All right. Well, then that's pretty forthright. I think that that explains it clearly.
That's the first time I've heard that grab, that's my response to it, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's a big, big story for Crows fans listening this morning. He is a real star. I say he's not a superstar. I think he will be. He is a great player.
Well, he's definitely got the potential, hasn't he? That's
yep.
for sure.
Yep, and you'd want to keep him long, long term. All right, well done, Roo, for putting that to bed.